Praise the Lord. Let's pick our Bibles and be on our feet as we pick a text. We read two scriptures. Luke chapter 21 from verse 25 to 28. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus himself. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring. Tsunamis. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Verse 28 is my emphasis. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Before we sit down, Romans chapter 13 and verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. But my emphasis is actually from verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Let's hear this number from the musicians.
Nothing may we hear of the message of his blessed appear. Ring, soon is coming in glory. Tell to one and all. Then awake, ye saints of the Lord. Why slumber when the end is near? Ring, but get ready for the Master's call.
For Jesus. That song says, we are looking for his coming. We are looking for him in the clouds of heaven. Coming back to earth to catch away his own. And then he admonishes that we all, may we all
be ready. When the midnight cry is given to go and reign with Christ on his throne. And what is the midnight cry? And that is what the Lord himself spoke in verse 6 of Matthew 25. When all the virgins went to sleep, and suddenly at midnight, there was a cry. That cry, Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, called it a shout. These are common scriptures in this ministry. And it is the end time message to the virgins. Come out of error. Come out of religion. Come out of denominationalism. Come out of the Antichrist system. Come out of darkness. Come out. Get ready. He's coming. And that chorus says, gladly, gladly, may we herald the message of his blessed appearing. We are heralding that message, we are preaching that message gladly. We are not thinking twice, because the message is not a message that is looking for association. It is the midnight cry. And you can only shout when the person to hear you is not near to hear you. When somebody is near, will you shout again? Apostle Paul called it, the coming of the Lord will begin with a shout. Why shout? Because error has taken people far from Jesus. Far from the apostolic doctrines. Far from the Bible. Error. The gospel to bring back the attention of the virgins will not be preached with small spirit of heaven. It cannot work. They will not hear. They will not hear. And Jesus Christ says, at midnight there was a cry. Why will he say cry? Because my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. His people are engaged. So he has to cry. Maybe when they hear him crying, they will pay attention to what he's saying. And he's crying now. And the shout is on now. Soon he's coming in glory. He said, tell one and all. Then awake, ye saints of the Lord. Why are you slumbering when the end is nearing? But get ready for the final call. And what is the final call? Lazarus, in fact, it's not. John, come up hither. The final call is come up hither. Come up, because he's up there waiting for you. And the true believers, is verse stanza 2, where he says, we are longing for the glory that awaits the faithful, who shall overcome and win every conflict. And he admonishes that we should press ever bravely onward. The prize is life eternal to all who win the fight over sin. When he said we should press bravely, why bravely? When Christianity has been overtaken by idolatry, people now honor the servants of Jesus Christ more than their master, Jesus. They are accusing me from left, right, center that I am speaking and calling names. You should have just spoken. Why do you have to call name? Why do I have to call name? If I don't call name, how will you understand what I'm talking about? And why do you venerate names of mortal sinners saved by grace? I told you people something. The Bible says we should not judge. I agreed we should not judge. I agree that. But listen. Hallelujah. The Bible is telling you another servant, read it very well. Another servant should not judge another servant, another person's servant. The two of you are servants, Abby. But he didn't say, read it very well. He, no true son, no true child of a father. We see the kingdom of his father messed up by his servants and keep quiet. If you keep quiet, you are a useless son. I am a son of God. And the kingdom of God is being messed up. And they say we should not talk. Will we talk? There is freedom of speech now. This is democracy. And we have the courts of law. If I malign you or defame you, take me to court and prove that what I am saying is wrong. I will come to that court with my Bible and prove that you have commercialized the gospel. You have taken the message of the cross and placed it somewhere else. This is not scriptural. And I am saying, do the correct thing. Why are you saying I shouldn't? After all, in every ruler government, there is the ruling government and the opposition. Even the kingdom of God, God is the ruler, Satan is the opposition. In the church, we will have the rulers who everybody is following. Guru, 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 guru. We must also have opposition so that the gospel can be balanced. If there is no opposition, government will mess up. And every opposition call names. You are idolizing men. It's against the Bible. Don't rate a man above the word of God. Every one of us must come under the word of God. In the Bible, are there no names called? Demas, is he not a name? Judas, is he not a name? Were there not great men of God? Great disciples of Jesus Christ? Alexander, the coppersmith, is he not a name? Why will I not call your name when I can prove by the Bible that you are in error? The third stanza says, we are praying for the advent of our blessed Savior who has promised life to all who trust his grace. His coming now is pending and the entire message is now being given. And soon we will see our Lord face to face. We see the signs appearing of his blessed coming. Lo, behold, the fig leaves now becoming green. What is that fig leaf? The fig leaf is Israel. And he told his disciples, when you will see that fig tree stand and begin to bud, he said, look up, your redemption is near. And he said, the generation that will see Israel stand as a nation will not pass away until the prophecy for the restoration of Israel and all those signs will come to pass. And we are the generation that saw Israel become a nation in 1948. A few group of people, they started back the restoration according to the word of God. And today, they have overtaken the whole world in technology, in science, in medicine, in everything. They have taken over the world. And all nations around them, that they hate them, that come together against them, all of them are troubled, crushed down. Israel is getting stronger and stronger. That's why he says, nations are breaking. Israel is awaking. The sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is number with Harun they come. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah. The day of redemption is here.
As far
the failing of fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your love streams and clear.
Look up,
your redemption is near. Hallelujah. Everywhere. Prophet, 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 prophet. But I've not seen any preacher. They are all prophets. False prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus the Christ is our God.
No
degeneration must come rebel. Oh, we walk where the apostles have trod. Hey, hallelujah.
The day of redemption is there.
Do you see them sing these songs in a denomination of the soon coming of the Lord? Do you see them sing the songs of redemption? The song that I sang these days, you know the direction they are pointing us to. But I have a message for you. In this, the closing days of time, what God, the glorious hope upon, the soon, oh, what God to supply,
He shall reign.
King of kings and Lord of lords,
He's coming soon.
He's coming soon. Hallelujah. We may not own anything on earth here, but we know where our treasure is kept for us. Hallelujah. As the power is going on and off, on and off, on and off. Oh, what comes to my mind is, there is a country far beyond the
horizon.
Oh, yes, Lord.
There's a city where God never comes to mind.
This world is not my hope.
I'm just a passing through. My treasures are the dark. Somewhere the other two. The angels take of me. From heaven so good. And I can't.
Will I know
in this world anymore? I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then what will I do?
Yes,
I am just a talking. From heaven to put on. And I can't be not born in this world anymore.
How many people are prepared to go in the rapture? Hallelujah. Anytime from now, this rapture, we have been talking and reading it like fairy tale, like moonlight to story, one of these days, somebody will come to a prayer assembly for worship and you will not see some of us. Therefore, tell your neighbor, if we never meet again,
and he said, my precious friend, into God you have been
true,
and live and work on sin.
Then for all, I shall be a meeting.
Oh yes!
For I'm going to be a meeting.
I will see you in the rapture.
Tell your neighbor, see you in the rapture.
See you in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture. I will see you at the beginning. He's the Lamb. Oh, I am the Savior. You will live and reign forever. I will see you in the rapture.
To my loved one, let me say something to you.
To my loved one,
let me tell you something.
There will surely come again.
Surely, surely, something
will happen. The Lord will come again. And take his sight away.
Confidence that we have is not a feeling, it's a knowledge. It's a knowledge. The only reason why children of God are caged, they are caged, caged in denominational cages, in occultic cages, some of them called churches, is lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We continue to sound the message. He said that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the earth, and then the end shall come. And in this time of the end, God gave us the technology. We are under 1 minute. Under 2 minutes, a message can be given and the whole world will hear it. A sign that our redemption or our salvation is nearer than when we began. And using the timetable that God gave Israel in Daniel chapter 9, we see how close the time for redemption is. Very, very close. God has not left his people in darkness concerning his coming. The gospel, it goes beyond, for God so loved the world. Love, 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 love. You preach love, so there you forget that there is a lake of fire. That same God that so loved the world, that gave his only begotten son. That same God, through that same son, will pack some people and burn them in hellfire. When we say the end, the end, the end. End of what? It's end of mercy. Keep joking with your life. Keep joking with your life. In 2 Peter chapter 3, he spoke about the scoffers. That we say, since the past 2,000 years, they have been saying, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Where is the message of his coming? And then Peter told them, it's because of your ignorance. God is merciful. He's waiting patiently. Because he does not desire that people should go to hell, but that people should repent. But quickly, let me tell you something. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming through two means. The first one that he's coming, he has been coming. It is to the individuals. He has been coming. He has been coming. Anytime you see any human being die on earth, Jesus has come for that person. Anytime you see somebody die, now your papa die, now your mama die, he has seen his own coming of Jesus. And for it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, what happens? Judgment. And the Bible tells me that the Father judged no man, but that he has committed judgment unto his Son. So, the judgment that we shall face when we die is before Jesus. Anybody that dies, there is no demon that comes to collect you anywhere. If he collects you, he's only collecting you to Jesus so that he will tell Jesus, see the people that are joining us for hellfire. As funny as it sounds, it is real. The second coming is what those of us who are still alive are looking forward to, that if we don't go by the way of the grave, hallelujah, through death, you'll be hanging on the air. And he will say, Moses, Alu, come up hither. And he will add something to it. Come up hither, thou faithful servant. If he call you, come up hither, that wicked servant. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. And anything that has to do with our salvation, I don't rush the message. I like people to hear it. I like to comment it. I like to emphasize it. So I don't look at me as some of those noisemakers that say they are preachers. I have something to say, and you must hear it. And don't tell me, why am I shouting? The entire message is a shout. Upon all the shout, where they shout, where is your Christian faith today? I will shout. I will shout until one day the thing that is blocking your ear from hearing me will break through. And somebody will become a Christian in the name of Jesus.